looking back at it, it was probably quite an important time of the game when we got together. Warwickshire bowled exceptionally well. I thought that on that first day, they kept us down, was it 2.6 pretty much over that 96 overs. So it was important that we were able to stick together as long as we could, and we were able to do that today. And what did we get? A couple of hundred partnership, which was quite nice.
229, and it's your 23rd first class 100. The only way I could see you being out was run out by Ravi.
No, I think myself and him, you know, we generally run fairly well together. We back up and we sort of trust each other's calls, you know, we just got to use our initiative from time to time.
And it has been very nice. Ravi's had sort of two or three seasons where he hasn't been at his best, and he's looked really good this season.
Yeah, looks in great touch, and I don't think it's just four-day stuff, it's in all formats, and it's nice to see him get such a big score today. You know, he's deserved it. I mean, he works as hard as anyone, even now. You know, he probably works harder now than he did when he was in his early 20s, so he definitely works smarter, I'd probably say, and everyone's really thrilled for Rav.
Frustrating for you not getting into the side at the start of the season, but you're making up for lost time.
Yeah, it's nice. Look, I mean, personally, I didn't think I'd probably play again. So, you know, it's I'm actually really enjoying my cricket. You know, it's nice sort of having another sort of lease of life almost. And it's just I'm enjoying fielding, trying to keep wicket and trying to sort of nick a few down the third man. So, it's nice to get a score today. That is for sure.
And one of the sort of talking points on the circuit is what a gulf there has developed between the two divisions. So it's been extraordinary that Essex have gone straight up, and against the expectation, they're top of Division 1.
I mean, I've only played a handful of games, but I know the guys found immediately that the sort of the bowling attacks were pretty relentless in terms of not giving you much. I felt yesterday that Warwickshire bowled exceptionally straight, and they didn't give many bad balls. I think the outfield was a touch low yesterday, so maybe that score could have been inflated slightly. But it's always a challenge, and ultimately that's what we're trying to do. But I think we're trying to we're making sure that if we have an opportunity to try and pounce on a game, we're doing our best. But also, there's opportunities sort of knuckle down and dig deep. We're able to do that so far. But look, there's loads more left to go in the season. So there will be various challenges thrown at us during the next few months.
And just looking ahead for the last 2 days, Simon Harmer certainly seemed to be causing the Warwickshire batsmen plenty of problems.
He bowled exceptionally well. He was really, really good. I mean, been so impressed with Simon. He's really been brilliant since he's joined us. He's got a lot of control, a lot of turn, and he could be a big handful over the next couple of days.
Can Essex go on to win the game, do you think?
Of course.
Yeah, good. And of course, Mohammad Amir is set to play against Middlesex.
Yeah, I mean, another exciting signing for us. I mean, Neil Wagner's been phenomenal for us. I mean, you saw the way he came in tonight. He's like a Duracell battery. He just keeps going on and on and on. You know, he's a quality bloke, puts in a heavy shift. Wags will be going. Amir will be joining us, so it's great news for Essex.